Thank you for calling Crassy Video Membership. My name is Whitney. How may I assist you?
Yes, this is Diana Holcomb, and I was talking with somebody, the director, program director, and I need to speak with somebody there again because she knows my issues, and she asked me to do something, and I got to explain why I can't do what she wants.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't have a program director here.
Well, I was talking with, I was supposed to send somebody, maybe it's just a supervisor, but she said to email or something and to address it to crassy@program-director.net.
Program-director.net.
Yes.
What are you needing done, ma'am?
They've charged me with something twice. And it was for, like, a membership, but the membership is only $7.99 a month, but they were billing me $16.07, and she wanted me to document the charges, and I was to send it to her, but I have some issues that I have to get correct with her before I can send anything.
What do you need to get corrected, ma'am? Because all we need to do is see the charges on your screenshot of your bank statement. That's what she's wanting you to...
Yes, but I need to talk to her about the screenshots because she also told me to do a hold, and the bank can't do the hold.
Did you email and somebody tell you that information, ma'am? Because I'm not sure what a hold is.
No, I talked with her in person. I was on the phone with her, and she said for me to do this, and she said there would be a note on my file so that if anybody called in, or
let me see you spell in your email, please. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
It's mooochie0606@gmail.com. Because I was talking to somebody like you, and then they transferred me to a supervisor or somebody over them. Or somebody.
What's the email? Nucci0606?
Yes.
N-O-O-C-H-I-E?
Yes.
0606@gmail.com?
Yes. But here's the other problem. When I first signed up, somebody had misspelled my email, and I kept calling and calling to get it corrected. It finally got corrected, but they can't find my email now.
Okay, and what's the old email where it was incorrect?
That was a couple years ago. I don't remember what it was because it wasn't a correct email, and I wanted it fixed. So I
have
don't remember.
Have you sent anything in an email already, or are you just calling after she told you to?
Okay, I haven't received an email from her.
No, ma'am, I didn't ask that. I said, have you sent any emails regarding your screenshots or any communication via email?
No, I'm trying to get everything corrected now because I haven't received any
emails. When did you call in, and what number did you call back? Call from?
I called 1-888-891.
No, ma'am, is your the number you called from, is it 740-733-7637?
Yes.
And when did you call in?
Today, just probably about half hour to an hour ago.
And you spoke with that agent and she told you to send the email?
Yes. And she said she made notes of it so that I wouldn't have to go through this all over again.
I'm not sure how she made notes on an account that we can't even pull up.
Because they had to transfer me to her because she was able to do something. I need to get to whoever, if you have a problem that you can't handle, who do you send it to?
Well, I am a floor supervisor, but I need to who spoke with you and what account they had pulled up.
But I'm trying to be patient, but I'm getting frustrated. I talked to a living, breathing person.
I understand. I'm going to pull the phone records to see who you spoke with and how they helped you and what information I can help you with because I'm a supervisor myself, but I understand what you're wanting to do, but I don't have an account to look by.
I know it. And she couldn't find out even who is charging my debit card. But I've got a picture, and I don't want to send a bank statement with all my other information on it.
Then all you have to do is scribble that out with a pen or something. If you printed it out or if it's on your phone, just mark through what you don't need us to see and only show us what we need to see.
That's what I was going to do because I've got a lot of stuff that I got to scribble out.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but you'll need to scribble it out if you don't want us to see. It's not something we can get off your credit card and look by what you're purchasing. We can't do anything with that.
But what I want to do is I don't want to cancel a membership. And I'm asking her or her if when I send this to you, can I use the payments towards an annual membership and I will pay the difference? And that's what I want her to, somebody, to okay, if I can prove to you, you did deduct 1607, which comes out to like 3214, for 2 months now, and they can't put a hold on, she said for me to have them put a hold on that account, and they said they can't do that because if they put a hold, you'll never be able to use that account again.
I can okay that, ma'am, and I'm not sure no one else here can okay it.
Then what, what would I do with the 1607 or the 3214 that's been billed to my account?
You need to first send over the pictures of that shot so we can look further into why you're being charged that. And then we'll be able to find an account.
You have records because it doesn't link to anything and she couldn't find anything.
Well, ma'am, that's why we have to have information to send over to our IT and technical division, because if there's an actual account that don't show up in our system, they can find it on the back end. And that's why we have to have proof of us charging you.
Okay, because on this, all it says is debit card, debit, Craftsy, LLC, your phone number, MN, and my last four digits of my debit card.
Okay, ma'am, you need to send that information over to the email that she told you to, ma'am, and we can look further into it.
Okay, bye.